Hey everybody, how's it going? Welcome to our first episode of the Printing Over Coffee podcast. If you are new to the podcast, this is where we sit down with top IT experts and thought leaders to extract actual insights that you can apply to your day-to-day and help you enrich your lives. So first off, we would like to personally thank you guys for coming to check out our podcast. This is just going to be a short episode where we will be giving you a brief introduction of who we are, what printing means to us, the show formalities, and what you can expect going forward. So now going into who we are, Aaron, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. So my name is Aaron. I am the CTO of Uniprint, and they sometimes call me the founder of Uniprint because I started this whole Uniprint phenomena, if you like to call it. So a little bit about myself. I am a graduate from Hong Kong, actually, a university computer engineering degrees. And then I work in Hong Kong for a little bit. I actually work for a high-tech company that does hardware manufacturing of chips. So you probably don't want to know about me, machine programming and all that. And then I migrated to Canada, and I worked for Hydro for a while there. I worked for CN Rail for a while. And then eventually I started this company called Caron System with my partner. We were doing infrastructure, network infrastructure, I would say Novell CNE. And then when Microsoft become more and more into the networking part, I become an MSDN, like a Microsoft engineer too. So then the company was a great technology. At that point, it actually called server-based computing. I don't know whether that term drive everybody or everybody know that term now, but they were pioneered by a company called Citrix. And what they do is they create a product called WinFrame. I think at that point, it actually ran on OS 2. And then eventually, it become MetaFrame. And what it does is allows you to run remote session with a desktop machine or a server, then you can take over that and have all the computing power and set up on a server farm to run the desktop. Now, that is a fantastic technology for remote user like lawyers. I think was one of the big plays where they, you know, be able to run an Excel or an accounting application or law firm application from home without installing the application itself on his PC at home. But when they were able to do Excel or the application really well, they have an issue with remote printing. When they got a little printer at home and they connected to this Excel application in the server farm and they want to print, there's a big issue for not able to use that printer that they have at home to print. So looking at this being an issue and a developer at heart, we created something called Uniprint, and that helps user to be able to print from a remote location. I think we released the first version in year 1999. I think we developed the software in year 1999. We did the first release in 2000 in a Citrix summit. And I remember when we first released that just blew everything up. Like everybody just looking and say, how the heck do you do it? Because with the traditional Citrix printing back then, it will take 4 minutes to print a gigantic map, while with our software, it will take less than 30 seconds. And the reason why we're able to do that is we created something called a universal printer driver that create a standard format. And we pick PDF because that's based on all our research is the best format to represent a page. And that PDF file is transmitted as a file down to the user, and then the user use that file to print. And that's how we can get around the whole, you know, transferring and specific printer, your printer driver need to be loaded in the server farm and all that. And that is that was totally unconventional in a way, because the Citrix basically are pitching people to say all the computing power should be on the server farm. Our end station device should be as dumb as possible. And here we are trying to make that end station to actually do the printing of PDF file. But that takes off really well, and we have very good traction, obviously, because we save bandwidth, we provide better security, we also provide better stability on the server farm, less driver maintenance, all that stuff disappear, and people just flocking over to buy our software to do remote printing. So that's how Uniprint actually started. And I think that was version 1.2. And over the years, last 10, 15 years, we have added and improved Uniprint. We have introduced like network printer support. We have introduced virtual print queues, secure pole printing. We support printing from now desktop, Mac, Linux, mobile device, iOS, Android. I even have the email to print to support other mobile devices that not Android and iOS. So that's kind of how UniPrint come about, and that's why we are involved so much into printing. And over the last 10, 15 years, I have known the printing industry. Although people keep saying that printing is kind of a dying industry, but we see it being leveled off. And that's one of the things that we see people printing less for sure, but they still require a lot of printing, especially in some vertical industry like healthcare, law firm, banking industry, and even government still do a lot of printing. That's something we see. And we also see that the trend of what we call digital printing or digital transformation. I think that was the big term being used. We already had our format in PDF, which is already the best digital format you can probably get right nowadays from a printing point of view or from a storage point of view. So that's one big part of our solution, is to transform people from printing to a digital world. Instead of printing, we call it digital printing. Anyway, so back to why we have this podcast. The reason why we think this will be beneficial for everybody, and we try to give back a little bit in a way, is over the last 10, 15 years, I've been working with all the different customer, different user, different administrator to solve different printing problems. Of course, at the beginning, we saw Citrix, and then we find that network printing, mobile printing, security, knowing where you are, all that stuff become a huge issue for everybody. And there's all kinds of little secrets that network administrator do to make printing easier, whether you use our software or sometimes without our software. And we like to share that with you so that you hopefully can take some of these information back and help you to implement your printing infrastructure. And I'll hand it over to my executive producer, Gaynor, so he can give you a little bit about how this format of this podcast is going to be.
Hey, guys. So I'm just going to walk you guys through the format of what to expect of this podcast. So really, we're trying to set out the podcast to be 20 to 25 minutes in length, so it's not too long that you get bored with the content, and not too short that we don't give enough valuable insights into printing or into the IT tech industry for you guys. So each episode is going to be about 20 to 25 minutes. We're going to focus on one or two topics with a guest. So we will be bringing in guests from all areas of different industries so that you guys can get actual actionable insights into what they do to succeed in IT. Topics will range from cloud, innovation, security, architecture, and of course, printing.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we want to make sure is to bring you guys real, actual example from how people implement a solution in the real world so that you can actually see the limitation, all that like pithole that you would fall and then you try to avoid doing, and all the success story, how they become success story. And so that you hopefully you do a better job than we do.
Yeah. So at the end of every podcast, we will have a segment called What's Working for You. And this segment will be focused on the guests giving you guys actual strategies or tips that you guys can use once you guys finish listening to the podcast. We also will be including an actual resource and show notes page on our website. And this is where you can go after the podcast, where you can download the transcript of this podcast. You can download the audio file. And then we also will put certain links to various resources that we talked throughout the show, so you guys can have all access to all that information right after the show.
Anyway, that's I think that's it for what we wanted to talk about this episode.
So if you guys want to get all the information for this podcast, please go to our website, uniprint.net/episode1, and we will link all the resources that we talked about in this episode.
Bye-bye. Have a good
Thanks,
one.
Thanks, guys.